I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. You ever run from a bully? Sir Roger Bannister did, as a boy in England.
I had a particular fear of being trapped in a camp by bullies, and so I was quite fleet of foot.
Yeah, I'll say. Bannister broke the four-minute mile barrier back in 1954. Tomorrow marks 60 years since he did it. David Epstein is the author of The Sports Gene, and he appears in a new documentary called Bannister, Everest on the Track. I asked him why Bannister's record still captures our imagination.
Well, I think that's because everybody sort of had to run a mile in gym class, or they sort of understand that distance, unlike most other distances that people compete at. And so, you know, most people have probably run something like an 8-minute mile, so I think they can get the sense of someone running twice as fast as that, or even most people have gone 15 miles per hour in a car, and they can think of someone running alongside that. And it's just this sort of barrier that obviously is reachable, but so sort of magical for most normal people. And it was once thought to be impossible. I think everyone's sort of familiar with it, which is not the case for almost any other athletic feat.
So it connects with our imagination. Do you think that's it? I mean, is that the reason why it's a mile and not, say, a 1 kilometer or a 10-miler used as kind of this quintessential gauge of human speed?
Partly, I think it's because, again, everyone's run it before, right? Everyone knows that distance. But also when you watch the race, you know, it's 4 laps of the track, right? And it sort of unfolds like a 4-act play in a way. There's this sort of initial burst and then a kind of settling in a second lap and a third lap where people start to position and strategize. And then a fourth lap that's just all out basically chaos that leaves people strewn about the track. And so I just think there's sort of like a kind of natural drama to it as well.
So what did somebody like Roger Bannister need in 1954 to break that 4-minute mile mark? And what do you need today to keep running under 4 minutes?
Well, first of all, you need some talent, right? And so I've written a lot about genetics and sports, and now it turns out that the most important kind of talent, especially in endurance sports, is your ability to profit from aerobic training, so what's called trainability. And you need quite a bit of that because you need to develop a strong cardiovascular system. You need quite a bit of sprint speed, actually, to run that speed in the mile, because essentially every person who runs a really fast mile under 4 minutes has to actually pick up in the last lap. They don't run it evenly paced. You sort of, because of the way your brain regulates your pacing, you actually have to run the last lap either the fastest or the second fastest in a sub-4 mile. And so you really do need quite a bit of sprint speed. And obviously, pain tolerance. You know, Sir Roger Bannister, when he broke the barrier, described his feeling of fatigue. You know, he said he felt like he was an exploded light bulb. And nobody runs that fast comfortably.
You know, the whole symbol of Roger Bannister breaking this record, didn't it become kind of a metaphor for a lot of things where there's a major achievement followed by the anticipation of it getting topped again?
Absolutely. I mean, this was, you know, first of all, his feat was really a part of the sort of psychic rebuilding of post-war Britain, you know, following the summiting of Mount Everest by Sir Edmund Hillary. And Sir Roger Bannister's feat was right after that. So it was something more than just running a mile. It was really a pushing of the barriers of what the human body was capable of. And as soon as Sir Roger Bannister sort of broke through that barrier, for a while it looked like it was kind of an asymptote. You know, runners kept getting closer and closer and closer, but couldn't break through. And once he did, the floodgates were kind of open, and many more runners did. And actually, the 1,500 meters, which is the European sort of equivalent, and the mile, were the world records were broken on average of 8 times per decade from Sir Roger Bannister to 2000, and not at all since. So now it's a real question of, you know, are we going any lower? Are we finally actually stuck the way that people once told Roger Bannister he was stuck?
But at some point, isn't there a limit? I mean, if we're looking at breaking a 4-minute mile, could we break the 3-minute mile? And that's averaging 20 miles an hour for a solid 3 minutes. I mean, you report on sports science. Is that possible?
No, based on current physiology, I'd say absolutely not. So again, the record is now stuck for the 1500 and the mile, it looks like. And if you plot record progressions over time, in most cases, they have completely stagnated or they're inching forward. And in many cases, that's a result of things like changes in track surface technology, some changes in training techniques. But no, we're not making big jumps like that anymore with current physiology.
David, did you run the mile in high school?
I did. I was a national level half miler, actually.
Wow. What'd you clock in for the half mile?
So I ran a minute 50 seconds in the half mile.
Wow.
But I was less good at the mile. It's a really painful race.
Yeah. I won't even say my time. David Epstein is the author of The Sports Gene. He also appears in the upcoming documentary, Bannister, Everest on the Track. David, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.